Morning. Welcome to Bethel Church. So glad you guys are here. How many of you guys had breakfast downstairs? Enjoyed? Okay, I don't know if they're downstairs doing our dishes now, but if they are in here, would you give them a big round of applause, please? We are so appreciative of that meal. It was so nice. We're gonna get to singing here right away, and I've heard people say this, Christians say that, if I were to say, "He has risen," what would you guys say? Oh, okay, so you know how it goes. Would you stand up? We're going to say that three times. Each time you're going to get a little bit louder, a little more like, woohoo, and then we're going to go right into a song, okay? So ready? He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Sing to God our hymn of gladness. Sing to Him our hymn of praise.
you give our Savior a big round of applause, please? Heavenly Father, we have gathered here to praise you, to call you the Almighty God, and then to remember and to give thanks for the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So come to this place and be honored and pleased by what you hear and what you see. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Now, while you're standing, this is easy because you're not seated. You can turn to someone and say, I'm so glad you're, have we met? So glad, meet and greet those around you. Would you please?
Family, how cool was it to open our Easter celebration together with all of that singing and greeting? I was up here in the front and it sounded absolutely awesome to hear all the sound like coming back from behind me. And I just felt like when we're singing our hearts out to our Savior like that, it's like a sneak peek of heaven. So how awesome to be here with you all for Easter and celebrating the resurrection of our Savior. If you are a guest with us this morning, we are so, so glad that you are here celebrating with us. If you would like to learn a little bit more about Bethel and what we're all about, we have a couple of connection cards in the pew in front of you. So you can either scan the QR code or grab a paper copy and connect with us. But we are just so excited that you are here. If you are interested in plugging into any of our grow groups, those are starting up again this upcoming week from Sunday school. We've got some midweek Bible study opportunities and prayer groups. And we would love to connect with you in any of those ways. Bethel kids, just a heads up, halfway through the service, when you are dismissed, we are going down to the fellowship hall. So I'll see you down there in a few minutes. Happy Easter, everybody.
It's okay. You can applaud for the greeter. She's good. She's good. One of the things that's great about Allie is that she just wears her smile on her face. She is so genuine, so true. She comes down even to visit middle schoolers and high schoolers. She has lunch with them. I think Emmerich, your son, was like, wait, Miss Allie's here? When's she here? And, you know, kids just flock to her. And it's really good that she's serving kids here. So, yeah, appreciate you. Okay, we're going to read something, What We Christians Believe. Would you put that up, Crystal? Christians, what do we believe?
We believe in the one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, begotten from the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of the same essence as the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. He became incarnate by the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and was made human. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. The third day he rose again according to the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again with glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom will never end.
So we just read that he came, he was buried, he suffered, right? And he rose. Why would he do such a thing? Here's what the scripture says in Romans. It's because he loves you, right? But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we've now been justified by his blood, how much more should we be saved from God's wrath from him? For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more should we be reconciled through the resurrection of his son? See, we're even saved more through the life of Jesus. And we know that even now, we're not glorified yet. We have sin that separates us from God. There's a chasm between us. God had to send his son, or we would have had to pay the death penalty, right? But Jesus paid that penalty for us and made a way for us to come through him. Would you please stand as we sing our own story of us coming to Christ?
How great a chasm that lay between us. How high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness your loving kindness tore through shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of kings calls me his own. Beautiful Savior, I'm yours forever. Jesus Christ, my Lord. Grip on me, you have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah! Praise the one who set me free. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the body began to breathe. set me free. Hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free. Death has lost its grip on me. For you have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name. It's Jesus Christ. He's my living hope. Jesus Christ, my living hope. God, you are my living hope.
Amen. Amen. We serve a living, risen Savior. The song does the same thing. It tells the same story about a chasm, but it says that we've been buried beneath our sin and our shame.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb. Till I met you, I was breathing but not alive. And all my failures I tried to hide. It was my tomb. Till I met you.
So what do you need?
I need a rescue. My sin was heavy. The chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter. I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broken, you were my healing. Now your love is the air that I'm breathing. I have a future, my eyes are open, 'cause when you call my name, I ran out of that grave.
Let's do this, both hands.
Out of the darkness, into your glorious day. You called my name, and I
Amen. So we turn our thoughts from the resurrection to praising the one, the Almighty God, the Father, who put this into motion. The great I am, the God of wonders.
Just me.